Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bola Lawal. Today is Saturday, April 1st, and the topic of our devotional this morning is Paralyze His Influence. Our text is taken from the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 2. Wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Pastor Chris says, the expression, the power of the air in the scripture above, refers to an atmosphere or behavior indicative of some quality or trait, like you'd say, an air of unbelief. It could be the atmosphere in a region indicative of something foul, evil, or dark about that place. It's the work of the prince of the power of the air, but you are to paralyze his influence. Churches, people, families, and individuals could be influenced by the air of that city without knowing. The church that was in Corinth, for example, was influenced by the city of Corinth. Likewise, the church at Ephesus. However, through the teaching of God's word, the apostles made the people understand that only through the Holy Spirit could they rise above the spirit of their environment and break the power of that prince of the power of the air. The prince of the power of the air brings an air of poverty into a place, a feeling of inadequacy. He causes the destruction, hatred, killings, murders, wickedness, and violence in the world today. He can run families, cities, kingdoms, and nations, determining a lot of things that happen in them. But the Bible says, for through the voice of the Lord shall the Assyrian be beaten down, which smote with a rod. The Assyrian is prophetic of the Antichrist spirit. The voice of the Lord is contextualized for us here as the word of God spoken by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's the Rhema of God, which is the sword of the Spirit. It discomfits Satan and the princes of darkness. With the word on your lips, you destroy the activities of the prince of the power of the air. You paralyze his influence over your nation, your city, your family, personal life, and environment. Hallelujah! Please take this prayer with me. I break the power of the spirit of darkness that lures men into destruction. I paralyze his influence over my nation. Christ reigns and rules in my life, family, business, city, and environment. In his name, I declare peace in the nations. In Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20, Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 to 11, and Psalm 149, verses 5 to 9. There's a portion here I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, the voice of the Lord is contextualized for us here as the word of God, spoken by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's the Rhema of God, which is the sword of the Spirit. It discomfits Satan and the princes of darkness. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolarich.online. I'd like to have a copy of this awesome devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here is PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.